But now that man that he doesn't care. He likes his sugar and his. Now he likes his corn. Likes cornbread and pot liquor. That's why Agnes didn't have to cook his or have pot liquor in them and pour him a cup of that.
Now, another kind of vegetable that you might have in the garden, it's a root vegetable, a little red root vegetable.
Radishes?
Yeah. People might have. How about those little tomatoes? Did you ever see any of those? What are they called?
Tomatoes, yeah, we used to raise.
Oh, now I had some of these. My daughter Ben Hur sent me from this called a salad tomato. They grew in a cluster just like grapes. Yeah, and they was red. Then we used to have the little, what they call pear tomato. They were yellow, kind of shaped kind of like a little pear. You know, you'd make preserves out of those.
Well, now the type of onion that you can pull up the whole thing and use the green part too. What do you call those?
Green onions.
Yeah, green onions. What we'd call.
Is that what
I put out a row on the other day. What we call shallots. You know, they multiply. They're coming up now about something about that high. The green blades, and they're good in the wintertime and soup or in dressing or just eat them on the table with vegetables.
And you can get those in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Huh. What about another thing what people have in their garden in the way of vegetables, leafy vegetables that come up to a head? What kind would they have?
Cabbage. And lettuce.
Well, you know, you've heard of collards too, you know, but they don't come up to a head. You see, they grow big leaves out, spread out.
Did you raise, as far as cabbage, did you raise very many?
Well, not this year we didn't. We put that, I don't know. See, it rained too much for them. We didn't have many, but last year, I made a lot of crowd. You know, you have to shred it, you know, and pack it down in a big jar, and then have to put it in your glass jars then.
So this year you didn't raise too many?
No, we didn't. Well, we had plenty just to eat green and to make them slaw, you know, and stuff like that. But I said, kind of glad to know some of did it. I had to make a lot more crowd. I wouldn't want them to wait away, and I had plenty left over.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
You know, when you're going to get the beans, like yesterday, those were peas.
We were hulling. Hulling those butter beans.
Those are butter beans.
And green beans, you have to.
Lima beans, a lot of them.
Oh, they call them. Is that the same thing? Butter beans?
Yeah,
butter beans and lima beans.
It's the same thing.
And green beans is kind of low that grows along that you have to strain.
And
break up. That's green beans.
Now, how about on an ear of corn? What would you call that outside covering on an ear of corn?
Shuck.
Now, how about the. Well, what would you call the kind of corn that you can eat on the cob?
It's called corn on the cob, sweet corn.
Well, sweet corn. A lot of people like to feel corn on the cob, but I don't. I have cooked it. If you do, but you put a little sugar in your water and then butter it, you know, when it gets tender.
Have you ever heard of roasting ears?
That's when you get it off before it gets hard and clip it and then scrape it, you know. That's what's called cream style corn. Like when you buy it in can where that's real fine, that's what's called cream style corn. Or you can get the whole grains too either.
What would you call the thing that grows out the top of a corn stalk?
The tassel.
How about that stringy stuff?
Silks.
Yeah, you
call
that
silks. What that would be.
How about what people would use if they wanted to make a jack-o'-lantern?
Pumpkin. You ever see any growing?
No.
Oh, we got some turning yellow in the garden, some big ones. Yeah, right out here.
Now, how about that? It's a vegetable that's got it's yellow with a crooked neck.
Squash.
Now, do you know, is there any, names for types of squash?